individual changes can really help us protect each other's privacy, but we need technology companies on board as well. These companies have very little incentive to help protect our privacy because their business models depend on us sharing everything with as many people as possible. Right now, if I send you an image, you can forward that to anyone that you want. But what if I got to decide if that image was forwardable or not? This would tell you, you don't have my permission to send this image out. We do this kind of thing all the time to protect copyright. If you buy an ebook, you can't just send it out to as many people as you want. So why not try this with mobile phones? What you can do is we can demand that tech companies add these protections to our devices and our platforms as the default. After all, you can choose the color of your car, but the airbags are always standard. If we don't think more about digital privacy and consent, there can be serious consequences. There was a teenager from Ohio. Let's call her Jennifer for the sake of her privacy. She shared nude photos of herself with her high school boyfriend, thinking she could trust him. Unfortunately, he betrayed her and sent her photos around the entire school. Jennifer was embarrassed and humiliated. But instead of being compassionate, her classmates harassed her. They called her a slut and a whore, and they made her life miserable. Jennifer started missing school, and her grades dropped. Ultimately, Jennifer decided to end her own life.